नमः प्रणवार्ताय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पादृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दायिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिय सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानामालयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शंकरं लोकशंकरं सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां। व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। भगवान व्यासाचार्य इज स्टार्टिंग दि गीता शास्त्र। द फर्स्ट चैप्टर इज नेम्ड एज अर्जुन विषाद योग। ए चैप्टर विच टेल्स अबाउट दि प्रॉब्लम्स ऑफ अर्जुन, हाउ अर्जुन सफर्ड बाय दि डिसीज कॉल्ड संसार। व्यासाचार्य एलाबरेटली डिस्क्राइब्स। नाउ ए क्वेश्चन मे कम, why should we study Arjuna's sorrow? We have enough our own sorrow bag. Why should we study Arjuna's sorrow? There is a great teaching in that description. We call it samsara roga varnanam. A disease called samsara is explained in this first chapter. Why should we know that samsara roga is the another question. Without knowing the disease, we will never try for treatment. So we will see what it is actually, what we mean by, what Vedanta mean by samsara. Samsara darshanam, that is knowing about the samsara disease, is very very necessary. Then only we can have atma darshanam as the solution. Since Gita is the moksha shastram, it is talking first about the samsara disease. This is a basic human problem, irrespective of superficial differences like caste difference, religion, gender, age, education, nationality, etc. It is a basic human problem. It is not the problem of Arjuna only. It is everybody's problem, and it is a very very basic problem. As long as human species is going to live in this world, so long this problem is going to continue. And this is very eternal one also. 5000 years before Arjuna had this, now also we are having this. And after 10,000 years or 1 lakh years also, human being will have this disease. And it is universal. A boy also is having this disease, a old man also is having this disease. Only the difference is, a boy is not aware of the disease. And women, both women and men are subject to this disease. Whatever religion he may belong, he is also having, he or she is having this disease. So this samsara disease is described in many ways, but in Gita, it is described like this. All the human problems are because of one basic cause called Atma Ajnanam. Human being doesn't know that his own real nature is infinite. Since he is ignorant of his real nature, he thinks himself as a limited being, a Apurna Vastu we call. So as long as I think myself as a Apurna Vastu, then naturally, my struggle begins to fulfill myself, because my real nature is infinite, but my concept about myself is finite. So I cannot accept anything lesser than infinitude. So there is a intrinsic push towards this infinitude, knowingly or unknowingly. So I want to fulfill myself. In that way, I will have a desire for fulfillment. Since I am lacking, I will have a desire for fulfillment. So struggle in life begins for this Purnatvam only. I miss something in my life, either physically or psychologically. Physically, I lack generally wealth, gadgets, comforts, friends, relatives, people, situations. Physically, I lack. And psychologically, I lack love. I want to be loved by everyone. I lack support. I want to be supported by everyone. I lack happiness. I lack sharing. I want to share my inner feelings to other one. So though people may have plenty of wealth, but still they have these psychological problems. Those who don't have wealth or physical things, they struggle for physical fulfillment. Those who have this physical fulfillment, they also struggle for psychological fulfillment, knowingly or unknowingly. That means I am not happy what I am now. What I lack differs, but that I lack continues. When I was a child, I was lacking balloons and toys. Then from there, cycle, bicycle. From there, books. From there, friendship. Shankaracharya says, Balastavad Krita Saktaha, Tarunastavad Taruni Saktaha, Vruddhastavad Chinta Saktaha, Parame Brahmani Kopina Saktaha. He says, as long as I was a boy, I was always attached to Krita, only playing, playing, playing. Then when I have become younger, then I am attached to a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Tarunastavat Taruni Saktaha. Then after becoming old, at least now I should have been happy. Then Shankaracharya says, Vruddhastavat Chinta Saktaha. I would have left this life like this. I have missed so many things. I did not get so many things. I have done lot of unwanted things like that. Plenty of chinta goes on in every old man's mind. But nobody is interested in Parame Brahmani. Search for fulfillment and struggle to fulfill myself starts from my early age onwards. So kama leads to karma. Desire leads to work. I want to fulfill the one particular desire, therefore I have to work. Nobody gives anything free, so I go for work. Then work brings the result. Karma brings the result. Result will be in the form of sukha and dukkha, pleasurable and painful experiences. Then those experiences makes me either sorrow or deluded. If my desires are fulfilled, I get one type of reactions in my mind. I say, I am a victorious person. Nobody can challenge me. Moha it is called. Delusion. It is a delusion. Anybody can challenge you. So moha it is called. I get lobha, greediness. I want to get more and more. These are all delusions. And if I don't get what I wanted, I get sorrow. So entire vicious cycle starts because of the ignorance about myself. So this apurnatva initially brings in my mind that attachment or ragaha, we call it. Raga, shoka, moha. This is a vicious cycle. Ajnana brings the apurnatva. Absence of knowledge or ignorance of infinitude brings the idea of finitude in me. The idea of finitude makes me to desire for something. Kama or raga, we call it. So the desired thing is very, very dear to me. Therefore, I will have attachment or psychological dependence. Emotional leaning, they call it. So that makes me, again, if it is fulfilled, one type of reaction called moha, if it is not fulfilled, another type of reaction called shoka. So ajnana leads to apurnatva, apurnatva leads to kama or raga, raga leads to shoka and moha. Again moha leads to again another vicious cycle, because by delusion I start making lot of wrong decisions, misplaced values I will have in my life. So where I have to get the shanti or purnatva, there I will not go there. Where I will never get, there only I will be knocking off. So this is a vicious cycle. So I am an ever dissatisfied self. I am ever unpleasant self. I am not able to face myself. So in this cycle, in this struggle, what I am going to get? Bhartrihari says, a great Vedantin, utkatam nidishankaya kshititalam mata gire dhatavah nistirna sarita ampatir nrpatayo yatnena santoshita mantraradhana tatparena manasa neetasmashane nisha praptah kanavara tako pinamaya drishne sakama bhava. He says, ek trishne, trishna means raga or kama. Here, my dear desire, what all you made me to do, what you made me to do, utkatam nidhi shankaya chiditalam mata gire dhatavaha. In order to gain the wealth, what you made me to do? You made me to dig the earth. Lot of iron ores, metal ores, I was desired for that, so that I will get wealth. So you made me to dig the earth and mountains. If I am doing business only in the local country, I will not have a multinational company. Therefore, what you made me to do? To cross the ocean and go to foreign lands. Nistirna saritam patihi nupatayo. And in order to get the permission, government permission, you made me to do shodashopachara puja for all the ministers and prime minister in the form of bribing. At least if you'd have done shodashopachara puja for Lord, I would have got that satisfaction. But what happened? You made me to do worship of the ministers. And not only that, you made me to go to astrologers to ask what is my Shani Graha or Ragu Graha, what is my Dasha. So mantra aradhana tatparena manasa neeta smashani. That fellow told you have a Shani Graha problem, so you have to meditate sitting in the burial ground. So you made me to do lot of abhicharika puja even sitting in the burial ground. But still, prapta kana varata kopina maya, I have not earned a penny out of these all these struggles. Bhrantam desham aneka durga vishamam praptam na kinjit phalam tektva jati kula abhimanam uchitam seva kata nishkula bhuktam mana vivarjitam paragrahesu ashankaya kakavat drishne jrimbasi papa karma pishune nadyapi santushyati. Addition to this, he made me to eat in everybody's house without any regulations in eating habits, and all sorts of things he made me to eat everybody's house in every hotel. Because this is the Vedic culture wherein the every food is offering to the Lord, and you made me to do eat all sorts of things from the all sorts of people. And that how bhuktam mana vivarjitam, without any shame, kakavat, like a crow, without any discrimination, you made me to eat. And tektva jati kulabhimanam, being brought up, born and brought up in this Vedic culture, being a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, I should have stuck to this Vedic culture in the form of doing gayatri japa and other rituals. And instead of being a religious person, you made me to a businessman. So for that reason, I have to give up all my puja, daily pujas. 10 hours I have to work, or 12 hours I have to work. Seva krita nishkula, I have to serve all the ordinary person who doesn't have anything in his life other than money. So we say he doesn't have any character, he doesn't have any purity in his life, but still he is having lot of money. I say he is Kubera, he is Karna Chakravarti, Data, like that. I had to praise so many people. These are all insults for my inner nature. Hey Drishne, because of you only, oh desire, I had to go through this all insults. So this attachment is there, or raga or desire is the great propeller in the vicious cycle. And there is a difference between attachment and love. Attachment is very much condemned in the Shastra. Love is very much praised in the Shastra. What is that? Attachment is a sign of bondage. It increases dependence. And what is that criteria? Selfishness. What I will get from that particular action? Attachment makes me always selfish, while love makes me always unselfish. And love is the sign of freedom. There is no leaning. I love everybody irrespective of their status. But here, selfishness. Because of selfishness, I love only particular group of people with the idea that what I am going to get. Because of selfishness, I am always particular about taking from them something. In love, giving is the motive. In attachment, taking is the motive. And because of too much attachment, I even ready to go or violate the dharmic moral life also. So I become adharmic, and it is conditional. As long as I get conducive result from that particular situation, people or object, I love it or I want it. If it is not conducive, I immediately drop it. They say, before marriage, this fellow told, I love you, my dear. After marriage, when he found he is in trouble, I allow you, my dear, he told. I allow you to go anywhere. Before he said, I love you, my dear, come. After marriage, he told, I allow you, my dear, to go anywhere. That means, once I found that particular person or situation or a gadget is not conducive for my happiness, immediately, like a hot potato, I just drop from my hands. But in love, whatever may be the situation, I will cling on to that. Krishna was going from Gokula to Mathura. So all the people were crying. Radha was not crying. All the friends of the Krishna were crying, but Radha was not at all crying. Then they asked Radha, hey Radha, are you not sorrow about the departure of Krishna? Are you not feel bad because he is going from us? Then Radha told, see, you cannot contain the wind within a particular basket or a tin. He belongs to the entire world. I loved him, not that I am going to get something from him. Wherever he goes, still I love him, because I never wanted anything, even his own presence in my life. I love him because he is so great. So I don't have any expectation from him. That is the sign of love. Attachment is the sign of apurnatvam. Attachments, as we saw, it starts because of some lack, some emptiness in my heart. Therefore, I started seeking security, peace, happiness, either from the external world or people or gadgets. And attachment naturally leads to shoka and moha. So entire process of struggle starts with the idea that ragaha. Then raga naturally leads to shoka. How? Because of dependence, psychological dependence and external physical dependence, I am subject to disappointment. Whatever I expect, I may not get it. So both are unpredictable. Both the physical world and their psychological response towards us are unpredictable. Everyone wants but nobody is ready to give. Everyone wants, but nobody is ready to give. Because everyone is ajnani, everyone is having apurnatva, everyone is having desire and raga. So there is a tug of war always in everybody's mind in taking, what can I get? I also think that, what can I get from you? You also think that, what can you get from me? So there is a tug of war in the form of taking. Everyone has an empty bag also. My bag is empty, that is the reason I am desiring something. I don't have anything to give you, but still you also don't have anything to give me, but still both are trying to take something. And even if it is given in the form of external comforts or wealth, still it is a conditional. It is conditional. What type of condition? Apekshikatva doshaha, sadishayatva doshaha, anityatva doshaha. Before getting something from you, I have to struggle. And after getting that also, in maintenance, I have to struggle. These are all lovers, young lovers knows these troubles. Those who are studying in college, they know how to attract a girlfriend. Then how much struggle it is. Then after attracting her also, what happens? How to maintain that relationship? Very big trouble. Then there is a fear, constant fear, whether the thing, friendship which I got will sustain or not, will go away from me or not. So whether it will culminate in the marriage life or not, there is an anxiety. So anityatva doshaha, sadishayatva doshaha, apekshikatva doshaha. Before getting, I am afraid whether I will get it or not. I am afraid that whether I will get this employment, whether I will pass this exam or not. And sadishayatva doshaha, even if I am passed in a very high rank, but still compared to the another person, I have 2 marks less. So there is a possibility of increasing my success. The very possibility makes me to not to enjoy the success which I got already. I am not happy that I got 88%. I am unhappy that I have not got 90%. So sadishayatva dosha it is called. And of course anityatva dosha. Whatever is the gain we are going to get in this world is subject to temporariness, impermanency. So it is like leaning on the crutch. A person whose leg got broken, he was given a crutch to walk, having a support. How much time you will have this crutch in your life? You cannot live a life with a crutch. So Vedanta says, you name any blessed thing in this world. You name any blessed thing, whether it is a person, situation or object. These three only is there in the world. You name anything in the world, I will show how it is going to be a potential danger in bringing you sorrow in your life. Before getting, for the sake of getting it, you have to struggle, and there are lot of sorrow is involved in the form of anxiety and fear. Anxiety is a sign of sorrow. Fear is a sign of sorrow. Shoka they call it. After getting also, you have to maintain it. You have to hide it, hide your wealth from income tax department, from Lokayukta, you have to hide it. And you have to hide it from swamis who are coming for donations. You have to hide it from the charitable institution to maintain your wealth. Everything if you give for others, what will have? Mind will say. Then certainly it is going to go from us. After going also, we are going to have trouble. So shoka, that is intense grief, born out of loss. Maybe a real loss or imaginary loss. People, those who have everything with them, they have this imaginary loss. Whether somebody's eyes will kannu pattudumo, they will say. Whether somebody's eyes will fall on us. Whether I will be able to maintain the wealth or status or the position which I am having now. So that is an imaginary loss. And of course a real loss also is going to come. So that is the reason Arjuna, before starting the war itself, he got this idea of imaginary loss. He says, Svajanam hi katam hatva sukhinas syama matava. How can I lose my own people? Svajanam, he says. My own people. He is not bothered about killing other people. But he is very much bothered about killing my own people. Who are they? Bhishma and Drona. Again and again he mentions. Without their presence, my life is going to be a miserable one, whatever may be the external gain. In our life also, you can see, without particular individual, our life is a zero, complete a vacuum creates. You cannot even imagine. For a mother or a father, if the daughter or son doesn't come in time, all mothers know this, anxiety, what happened, whether any accident happened, whether anybody has kidnapped, like that anxiety comes and fear comes. So this is the fear even Arjuna was confronted. Like Arjuna, everyone is missing something or the other. So far the grief, this fear, this shoka is there all the time in our life. Only at particular situation it is manifesting. Like when a person dies who is very dear and near to us, when he dies, we all go to Smashana. While going, people will be talking. He was very nice. Up to yesterday, I was talking to him. Very good man. Because he is following the procession. One who says very bad man, don't attend the procession at all. So one who attend the procession, death procession, naturally will say he is a very good man, very friendly. Up to yesterday, he was here. Today, he is not. What is life, sir? This is life. It is called a Smashana Vairagya. It is called Smashana Vairagya. It comes up. The human problem comes in our mind at particular situation. Then what happens? We put him peacefully inside the mud. Some water we pour. And we also pour water on our head. Everything goes off. Cooled down. Smashana Vairagya it is called. It happens in everybody's life, everybody's life. But the person, since he is not an intelligent one, he doesn't catch hold of that fact. It comes and shows its face, ugly face, and goes off. Like Sri Ramakrishna says, like a mother who is giving birth to the child, that moment, that pregnancy pain is there, na? She will think, I will never allow my husband hereafter. What it is? Then after the birth of a child, after 6 months, 7 months, she is preparing for a second child. Sri Ramakrishna says. One is Smashana Vairagya, another is Garbha Vairagya, they call it. In everybody's life, we feel sometimes the onslaught of this Rakshasa called Raga and Shoka, but it is not tangible enough to be felt off. In Arjuna's case, it was up to the last moment of his life, he also got humiliation lot of times. Never he asked, when he was defeated in that Maya dhyu, he was humiliated, his wife was humiliated, but this Vairagya did not come to him. He never asked Krishna, hey Krishna, what is the life? 13 years he was leisurely spending, na? But here now he is going to ask, Sidanti mamagatrani mukamcha parishushyati vepatushcha sharireme romaharshascha jayate. My suffering is so intense that entire body is burning, hey Krishna. Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyad yachokamuchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhuma vasapadna mriddam rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. I don't want anything even if given free. I want to get away from this suffering. So this type of tangible feeling of the suffering generally leads to Atma Jnana. Since it is not felt tangibly, then it goes to Moha again. Shoka leads to Moha, that is a clouded perception. Entire life, I am clouded. I am living a life of a clouded perception. Moha means conflicts, confusions and delusions. Intellect is clouded because of Raga and Shoka. So here also, in Arjuna's case also, before surrendering to the Lord, for him, Dharma appears to be Adharma because of this clouded perception. His thinking mind is stifled. Dharma, Dharma, Viveka, Buddhi is stifled. Because of that clouded perception, dharma appears as adharma. He says, papameva shayed asman atvaitan atatayinaha. Killing a terrorist is a sin. Is it not a sin? He is asking. Killing a terrorist is not a sin? He is asking. And he is not asking. He is telling, killing a terrorist is sin. Therefore, we should not kill the terrorist. Atatayinaha means a person who has committed heinous crime. Shoot at sight. That type of person, he says, you should not kill him. That means what? Killing the terrorist or killing a cantankerous person is dharma. It appears to him as adharma. And again he says, Guru Nahatvahi Mahanubhavan Sheyo Bhoktum Bhaiksham Apihe Loke. A Kshatriya wanted to have begging. It cannot be imagined. It cannot be imagined at all. He says, it is nice life. Begging life is a very, very nice instead of killing these gurus. So adharma becomes, appears to him as dharma. Dharma appears to him as adharma. Escape is sannyasa, they call it. Whenever trouble is there, so this fellow will tell, I will take sannyas. So this household mother, she was just waiting. So many times he was threatening, I will take sannyas, I will take sannyas. Then one day she also got frustrated. She said, all right, you take sannyas. You go like that. So this man, old man told, not now, not now. So in that way, escape is sannya. Sannyasa is a adharma. While entering the battlefield, he did not have this conflict at all. He was preparing for 13 years for this battle. Meeting Devas, Indra, and having darshan of Shiva. All these preparations, all these 13 years he was doing preparation for this battlefield, convincingly knowing that it is dharma yuddha. It is going to be a dharma yuddha. But now what happened? As soon as he entered the battlefield, when he saw that he had to kill his own kith and kins in the form of gurus and grandfather, then that imaginary loss brought him sorrow. Because of that overpowering of the sorrow, he got the confusion also. So then, because of moha, confusion, we take wrong decisions. Dharma appears as adharma, adharma appears as dharma. Because of moha, we will have misplaced values. Where there is a solution, we will not go for it. Where there is no solution at all, we will go for it. So leads one dependence to another dependence. Moha never allows us to learn. Every situation brings some teachings in our life, but because of clouded perception, it never allows us to learn from that situation. See the things as it is. Yathata darshanam, they call it. It will not allow us to see the thing as it is. So moha to raga, raga to shoka, shoka to moha. Again raga, moha, shoka. Like that, it is a vicious cycle. Kriti mahodadau padanakaranam phalam ashashvatam gati nirodhakam. Because of ajnana, I got the feeling of limitation. To fulfill myself, I started my life. In that process, I have developed lots of desires and expectations. Some brought me happiness or a pleasurable situation. Some brought me actually suffering. A pleasurable situation made me to have lobha, madha, matsarya, greediness, arrogance, and jealous. All these things it made me to have. If I get the pleasurable situation, when I get the painful situation, it caused me shoka and moha. So when I begin my life, only few things were in my agenda. You ask any young boy, he'll say, what is your life? He'll say, I should get a good job and good earning. That's all he'll know. But as even he was proceeding in that path, one by one, Mercedes-Benz comes added. Girlfriend is added. Spouse is added. Children are added. Children's education is added. And at the age of 60 or 70, you ask, are you happy now?
ఇదే మై లిస్ట్ అజెండా ఈజ్ 10 times 4. ఇట్ హెస్ బికమ్ బిగ్గర్. ఇన్ దట్ వే నెవర్ ది సంసార సైకిల్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎండ్ అన్లెస్ యూ పుట్ ఏ స్టాప్ కాన్షియస్లీ. ఆఫ్టర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డెస్పరేట్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఇన్ హిస్ లైఫ్, వెన్ యూ ఆస్క్ వెన్ విల్ ఐ గెట్ శాంతి, వేర్ ఐ విల్ గెట్, హౌ కెన్ ఐ గెట్ దిస్ శాంతి, వెన్ హీ ఆస్క్ దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ క్వశ్చన్స్, దట్ టైమ్ స్వామీస్ అండ్ ఆశ్రమాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఇన్ దిస్ వేదిక్ కల్చర్, బ్యూటిఫుల్ వేదిక్ కల్చర్, వన్స్ ఇన్ ఎ వైల్ ద వేద ఆస్క్ హ్యావ్ యూ డన్ ఎనీ ప్రిపరేషన్ ఫార్ దిస్ సైకలాజికల్ డిపెండెన్స్, హ్యావ్ యూ డన్ ఎనీ ప్రిపరేషన్ టు ఫేస్ ది సైకలాజికల్ ఆన్స్లాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ఎవిటబుల్ హూఎవర్ యూ మే బీ. యూ మే బీ అర్జునా టైప్ పర్సన్, వెరీ వెరీ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ పర్సన్, వెరీ వెరీ అట్రాక్టివ్, వెరీ వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్. హ్యావ్ యూ డన్ ఎనీథింగ్ టు ఫేస్ దిస్ ఆన్స్లాట్? యాజ్ యూ ఆర్ ప్రిపేరింగ్ ఫర్ యువర్ ఫిజికల్ సెక్యూరిటీ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ బ్యాంక్ డిపాజిట్స్, ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్లాట్స్ హౌసెస్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్సూరెన్స్, హ్యావ్ యూ డన్ ఎనీ ఇన్సూరెన్స్ ఫర్ సైకలాజికల్ హెల్త్? ద వేదాంత సేస్ యువర్ సర్చ్ మస్ట్ బి ఇన్ రాంగ్ డైరెక్షన్, ఇట్ మస్ట్ నాట్ బి అవుట్ సైడ్, యువర్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ సర్చ్ మస్ట్ బి ఫండమెంటలీ రాంగ్. దట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్ ఆఫ్టర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సర్చ్ అండ్ స్ట్రగుల్ ఆల్సో ఎవ్రీ జన్మ యూ ఎన్ ది లైఫ్ హియర్ యాజ్ ఎ డిస్సాటిస్ఫైడ్ వన్. సో హ్యావ్ యూ ఎవర్ థాట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ ఎ రాంగ్ డైరెక్షన్? సో వెన్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆస్క్డ్ హీ సేస్ ఐ హావ్ నో టైమ్, బిజీ, లాట్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్ ఈస్ దేర్, మీటింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, ప్లాన్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, నో టైమ్, బిజీ. సో వేదాంత వెయిట్స్, ఓకే, గో అండ్ రౌండ్. పరీక్ష లోకాన్ కర్మచితాన్ బ్రాహ్మణే నిర్వేద మాయా. యాజ్ లాంగ్ అస్ యూ వాంటెడ్ దిస్ శాంతి, యాజ్ లాంగ్ అస్ యూ వాంటెడ్ దిస్ పూర్ణత్వ, వాట్ వి వాంట్ యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ పూర్ణత్వ ఓన్లీ, ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్ ఓన్లీ, బట్ వీ డోంట్ నో వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ నాక్ ఎవ్రీ డోర్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్. వేదాంత సేస్ ఏ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ దేర్. లైక్ సాధు హూ ఈస్ టు సిట్ ఆన్ ది బ్యాంక్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్యాంజెస్ ఫర్ ఈవినింగ్ సన్షైన్. సో వన్ స్వామి సా ఎ బ్లాక్ కంబల్, ఎ బ్లాక్ రగ్ విచ్ ఈస్ హెల్ప్ఫుల్ ఫర్ కవరింగ్ ది బాడీ, ఎ బ్లాక్ బెడ్షీట్ ఆర్ రగ్ కంబల్ వాజ్ జస్ట్ ఫ్లోటింగ్. హీ సా హా వెరీ నైస్, ఐఎమ్ డిప్రైవ్డ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్, లాట్ ఆఫ్ కోల్డ్ ఈస్ దేర్, సో లెట్ మీ గో అండ్ టేక్ దట్ కంబల్. సో హీ జంప్డ్ ఇన్ టు ది రివర్ అండ్ ద రివర్ కరెంట్ వాజ్ సో గ్రేట్ ఇట్ వాజ్ జస్ట్ క్యారింగ్ అవే. సో అదర్ సాధుస్ హూ వర్ సిట్టింగ్ దేర్ అండ్ విట్నెసింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ దే టోల్డ్ ఏ గివ్ అప్ దట్ కంబల్, ఏ గివ్ అప్ దట్ కంబల్. దెన్ ద స్వామి హూ వాస్ కాట్ ఇన్ ద కరెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది రివర్ ఈ సేస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ అప్ దట్ కంబల్ బట్ కంబల్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గివింగ్ అప్, యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఏ కంబల్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏ బేర్ కరడి దే కాల్ ఇట్. సో హీ థాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు హెల్ప్ హిమ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ హిమ్ కంఫర్ట్. సో బ్లాక్ బేర్ ఆల్సో బ్లాక్ కలర్ ఓన్లీ, కంబల్ ఆల్సో బ్లాక్ కలర్. సో ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్ ఆల్సో వీ ట్రై టు జంప్ అండ్ క్యాచ్ సంథింగ్ దెన్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గివ్ అప్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ గివింగ్ అప్. దట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇన్సాల్వెన్సీ ఆల్సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు రన్ ది కంపెనీ, యూ కెనాట్ క్లోజ్ ది కంపెనీ, నోయింగ్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రన్ ది కంపెనీ. యూ డోంట్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ ద వే అవుట్ టు కమ్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్. సో వేదాంత ఆఫ్టర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డెస్పరేషన్ వెన్ వేదాంత ఈజ్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ ద పర్సన్ స్టార్ట్స్ టు థింక్ పెర్హాప్స్ వేదాంత మే బీ రైట్ because I am failing successfully and continuously I am failing in the sense of what, my heart is not filled at all, agenda is going on increasing, tension is going on increasing, anxiety is going on increasing, in spite of accumulation of lot of wealth, in spite of accumulation of people around me. When I started life I was an individual, only parent, mother, sister were there. Now spouse is there, spouse enter relatives are there, and brother spouse is there, their relatives are there, so many people are there around me, but still I feel alone. So my heart is not at all filled. So after failing continuously and successfully, he thinks that logically also it appeals,
Everything in the external world is subject to space and time, limited. Space and time means, subject to space and time means, it is impermanent. When that particular thing, people, situation itself is impermanent, when it is temporary and finite, how can we expect something infinitude? And every person is having a big bag, empty bag. Everybody wants love. Nobody is ready to give love. And I ask my wife, you should love me alone. She will say, no, why, my parents are there. I have to love them also. My children are there, I have to love them. And this fellow is not happy. You should love me alone. So everybody says, you should love me alone. Nobody is ready to love anybody. So what I do? I end up with a pet dog. Because nobody in my house respecting me, loving me. Nobody is inviting me when I enter the house. My own house I am entering. Nobody is pleasantly receiving me. At least this dog will be there. Simply it will wake the child and it will jump. Why? It is an emotional need of human being. I should get somewhere that love, that appreciation, that you belong to me. Aham yesham mama yete, they call it. Aham yesham mama yete. I belong to them, they belong to me. This is called samsara. So far, I never inquired about myself. So far, because I am having lot of big agenda and lot of busy schedule, I never inquired. From childhood onwards, how you can observe the child. It will ask what it is, mother will tell that is this. What it is, what it is, what it is, who is this, like that only it will ask the child. It never asks, who am I? No child asks. So it is, my nature is taken for granted. My nature is taken for granted as a finite nature. I never questioned it whether I am finite, whether I am in need of something or not. Then only the entire process should start, na? Without questioning that, whether I am in need of or not, I started running also. Why? Seeing others running. If I am not willing to run, mother will make me to run at the age of 2 or 3. Go to nursery, Montessori. Started, 20 years gone. Running, running, running. Then come out from the college with a degree, with a, of course a distinction. Then immediately another running starts for employment. Immediately another running starts for life settlement. Like that, running never ends. Naisargikoyam lokavivaharaha. Shankaracharya says, there is no end for this running at all. But because of the satsanga and because of the Lord's grace, one particular moment in his life, certain misfortune happens and that becomes a blessing in his life. That's what Kunti Devi asked Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan, I want your blessing in the form of misfortune. Krishna says, what it is blessing? So misfortune, I see your blessing because it makes me to remember you. It makes me to remember the life's reality. So when the person comes to Vedanta, openly Vedanta says, that which you are searching for is yourself. Without any ambiguity in its words, it says, He Shvetaketo Tattvamasi. Are you searching for love? It is you. Are you searching for security? It is you. You are embodiment of security. You are embodiment of love. You are embodiment of happiness. You are embodiment of peace. You don't need to have a begging bowl and ask everybody, do you love? Do you love? Do you love? Openly, Vedanta says, He Shvetaketo Tattvamasi. With regard to love, because of your presence only, the entire world is love. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavat. You yourself is the source of happiness. Then you want ananda. Ananda means ananda atma brahma puccham pratishta. You are ananda. You don't need ananda. You are ananda. Security. You want security from external world, there is no need for it. Tatra ko moha kashokaha ekatvam anupashyatah. Ekatvam akhanda atmanam yaha anupashyatah tatra ko moha. Where is the question of delusion? Kashokaha. There is no question of sorrow at all. And support you want,
You are the support of entire world. In your presence only, entire world is existing. Aham rikshashyareriva, ketif prishtam gireriva, urdva pavitro, vajiniva svamrtamasmi.
As consciousness, you are the embodiment of shanti. Nityo nityanam, chetanash chetananam, eko bahunam, yo vidhadati kavan, tam atmastam, ye anupashyanti dhiraha, yesham sukham, na itaresham.
If at all you want to be happy in your life, this is the only way. Find out whether you are in need of anything.
Entire life started with a presumption that I lack something, therefore I am in need of something. The entire struggle started. So Vedanta gives a solution for this entire struggle in the form of Atma. You have to discover yourself, that infinite self. There is no other way. Na anya pantaha ayanaya vidyate. Tamevam vidvan amrutaiha bhavati. Na anya panta ayanaya vidyate. And then in another place, tarati shokam atma vidu. Our problem is what? Shoka. Our problem is raga. Our problem is moha. So all the problems are solved just by sheer atma jnanam. So in introduction, Shankaracharya says, Sarva karma sannyasa purvakam atma jnanam eva. This turning back, stopping the running and turning back. Because entire direction is just opposite direction. I am not going to get, nobody got. Na vittena tarpaniyaha manushyaha. Nachiketa asked Yamadharmaraja, you are the long lived one. For everyone, you are fixing date. So you know everybody's life. Have you found any one single man that he is happy because of wealth? Na vittena tarpaniyo manushyaha lapsyamahe vittam adraksham chetva jivishyamo yavadishya sitvam parastume varaniya seva. He asked about the atma jnana only. That for that question, Yamadharmaraja was trying to bribe. Don't ask this question. And he wanted to test the quality or qualification of a disciple also. So there Nachiketa says, Shobhava Matyasya Yadanta Kaitat Sarvendriyanam Jarayanti Tejaha Api Sarvam Jivitam Alpameva Tavaiva Vaha Tavanritya Kite. Keep all your dance party and car and Mercedes Benz and everything with you. Keep your wealth with you. Because by wealth nobody is going to be happy person. Keep your long life also with you. Api Sarvam Jivitam Alpameva. There will be a last day. However much the longer life, there will be a last day. The very fact that all these days I enjoyed all these good things, comfortable things, when I leave I will be naturally unhappy. Anityatva doshaha it is called. So this solution can be received by any individual only when he finds out that there is a disease in himself. I have to find out. That is the reason Veda initially gives lot of karma. You want putra, do this yaga. You want beautiful face, white color or red color or pink color, whatever color, you do this yaga. You want your enemy to be destroyed, do this yaga. You want kingdom, do this yaga. You are not happy with this entire world at all, go for Indra Loka. Ramba Urvasi dance party will be there. Never have a hunger at all. There is no hunger. And there is no birth also. One day you suddenly appear there. As soon as you appear, according to your punya phala, they will give one drop or two drops or three drops, 1 ounce, 2 ounce. And that amrita, that ambrosia they call it in English. Very difficult translation it is. Amrita for our sake. Then, as long as this amrita taste is there, that medicine capacity, they say, na? As long as it works, you can enjoy the dance party and music party. All the time, dance, music, you will be fed up. Just think, without sleep, all the time you have to, only dance party, music party, music. It's, and no relationship also there. One day suddenly you will disappear. Kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. Vishanti means, Veda says, that fellow falls off from heaven. He falls from heaven.
to fall from some place, somebody must have kicked us, isn't it? You are, when you went there, they requested you, Ehi, Mundaka Upanishad talks about this. So anywhere you go, you will never find out this Purnatva, because it happened to be fortunately you yourself. Fortunately. If it is not myself, I will never get it, because whatever I am going to get is subject to time and space. It is subject to time and space. Before getting, I did not have, na? The very logic is, before getting, I did not have. So I will naturally lose it. It has a beginning, therefore it will have a end also. Nanya pantaha vidyate ayanaya. Without this knowledge, if you want to get Purnatva, it is like a trying. Yada charmavad akasham veshtayishyanti manavaha tada devam avijnaya dukkasyanto bhavishyati. Dukkasya antaha bhavishyati devam avijnaya. Without knowing your own real inner infinite divine nature, devam avijnaya dukkasya antaha na bhavishyati. And if you try other methods, it is like trying to fold the akasha. Can you fold akasha? He is not happy with the solution. So Guru told, all right, without Atmajnana I am ready to give you Purnatva, happiness. Then disciple asked, what should I do? Go and bring the akasha like a mat. Is it possible? So Vedanta is very clear in its words. Clear in its words in both ways. Whatever you are searching for, it is not available in the external world. And it is available as your own real nature. And it is in the form of recognizing or discovering Atmajnana. So to discover this solution, I should discover first, what is my disease? I should first discover what is my disease. Though the disease is always troubling me, like AIDS and cancer. Cancer is there all the time with me. But one particular time only, it manifests. I go to hospital. And some people who come to know that they are having AIDS because of social problem, they are not ready to reveal also. Once you have not accepted that you are having disease, what is the condition? Death is the solution. So this is the only way. So we have to discover, and we have to have the desire to cure, get cured. Second stage is desire to get cured. Third one is, we have to discover the helplessness. Generally any disease we find, immediately we'll try for self-medication, they call it. Fever, you take this, Saridon. Headache, you take this. Like that, self-medication. In this area, there is no possibility of self-medication. You cannot solve your problem. Arjuna tried. And what happened? He ended with the delusion, considering the dharma as the adharma, adharma as the dharma. He wanted to solve the samsara disease, and he ended with the dharma adharma buddhi nasha. Dharma adharma buddhi is very clear with regard to Arjuna. What is dharma, what is adharma, he knows. He prepared for it. But what he received as a blow in his mind was samsara roga. To solve that samsara roga, he tried, but end up with the confusion with regard to ordinary things also. Atma anatma viveka is there, dharma adharma viveka is there. He wanted to have atma anatma viveka by self-effort. Self-effort cannot help. Self-medication will not help. So, karpanya dosho pahada svabhavaha pricha amitvam dharma sammoodha cheta. My mind is confused. Sammoodha cheta. Samyak moodha. Not ordinary fool. Confirmed or confounded fool I am. Karpanya dosho upakata svabhavaha prichamitvam dharma sammoodha chetaha vishreyasya nishchitam ruhitanme shishyasteham. He has to have that courage to say, I am a fool. He has to have that courage to say that, to accept that, I am a fool. I am PhD in another area, but I am a fool in this bhavaroga. I should not drag that success in my academic achievements. I achieved something academically. I achieved something by in the form of having a lot of wealth. But that success I should not drag in all the spheres of my life. So I should have humility. I should have intellectual honesty to accept that I am a fool. Too much braveness necessary to accept I am fool. But Arjuna was a dharmic man and a brave man. He is a courageous person. Immediately he found, Nahi prapashyami mama apanudyade chokam. I am not finding any solution. Oh Lord, therefore, karpanya dosha upahata svabhavaha prichamitva. So I should have the intellectual honesty. I should have a courage to accept that in this field, I need external help. When I need external help for the sake of ordinary fever and headache, when I need to treat my body, somebody's help, doctor, operation, why not in this? Bhavaroga, psychological operation has to be done. Ajnanodectomy they call it. Vedanta they call it ajnanodectomy. Dectomy means you amputate, something you remove. So removal of ajnana needs a discovery of disease and needs a desire to be cured from that disease and needs discovery of helplessness. And fourth one is readiness to give the price. What is that price? To drop all the old habits which may aggravate my attachment. So that is why they told, stand alone, take sannyas, you'll be afraid of. Anybody who took sannyas, he only was given this wisdom in olden days. Stand alone, try to stand alone without anybody as your wife, as your parent, as your brother, as your sister. At least in one life you should stand alone, if not in this life. Because all the time I am accustomed to the surrounding, all the time I am accustomed to the certain sort of situations, gadgets, coffee. For some people, without coffee, the entire world is absent. Cigarette. So stand alone, stand on your own leg. Give up all the old habits which may push you again with lot of trouble. You came back from your ordinary attachment and you found the disease and you found the helplessness also and you have the desire to cure that disease. So again you should not go back. So you should stand alone and pay the price. Like paying the hospital fee, medication fee has to be paid. What is there here, medication fee? Renunciation. A mind which is ready to pay anything. Api trailokya rajyasya kinnu mahi krite, Arjuna asks. Even if it is given free, three worlds, I don't have anything. I want solution for this disease, he says. Then of course, approaching the doctor, this fellow has discovered the disease. And he wanted to be cured. And he found that he is not capable of curing himself. And he is ready to pay the fees also. And sitting in the house. Will he be cured? He has to go to the doctor and say, I have so and so disease. Or at least he has to say, I have so and so symptoms. So please treat me. Crying out, save our souls, they call it. SOS. You have to cry out, SOS. Oh Lord, please. Because you cannot find out a doctor by yourself. In external world, doctors are available with board. Internal world, there is no board. All external boards are maybe humbug. Yeah, wonderful lecture giving Swami may be humbug. He may not have anything. So finding out the guru is the greatest thing in our life. Once we have found out that guru, then entire problem is solved. Because you have the desire to be cured and you are ready to pay the price also. So finding the doctor is very, very important thing. And you cannot find the doctor also. Because entire wisdom is in the form of what? It is a mental nature. Even Bhagavan comes in front of you. Sri Ramakrishna, when Sri Ramakrishna lived, how many people recognize that this man is full of knowledge? How many people recognize? You don't have the capacity to recognize their greatness. So So what is the way? Shastra says, don't bother about doctor. Have this desire, prepare yourself and pray to the Lord, oh Lord, please give me somebody. So Bhagavan provides you a guru, or he comes as a guru. And in the case of Arjuna, he was a very fortunate person. Just in a very, very uncomfortable situation, he found his disease. And he was stretching out his hands. Is there anybody to teach? Is there anybody to save me? Then he found Krishna, his own charioteer, happened to be the teacher for his life. Maybe surrounding us, so many gurus may be there. So we have to prepare ourselves in that way. So this is the normal preparation. And Atmajnanam requires certain specific preparations. What are they? A calm and a clean mind, a concentrated mind and a sharp intellect to understand the things. A calm mind is necessary because knowledge is in the form of teaching always. This touching knowledge, seeing knowledge doesn't happen with regard to Atmajnana. If a person can transfer knowledge by touching or seeing, there is no need for scriptures. It happens with regard to Brahmaji. It happened. Bhagavan gave knowledge, entire Vedic knowledge, not by teaching, but by simple blessing he got. It happens with regard to certain great Mahatmas. We should not put ourselves in that category. The normal process of learning is what? Going to school and getting admitted in the college and get the knowledge. We should not think ourselves as Thomas Alva Edison. Thomas Alva Edison was sent away from the school, but he was a great scientist. We are not exceptions. There are exceptions are there, but in general process of knowledge is always learning or teaching. In the form of conversation. That is why when Arjuna asked, Bhagavan, I am in trouble. Please save me only. Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyat. Karpanya dosho pagata svabhavaha prichamitva dharma samuda chetaha yashe yasyan nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyaste. He should have told, Arjuna, I am Bhagavan. I have showed this many times. So many times I have told. So he should have showed one Vishwarupa darshana. I say, you follow. He could have done. Why unnecessarily 700 shlokas, 4 men, 2.5 hours, 3 hours go on explaining about Atma. And our poor disciple Arjuna also, successfully he was asking the same question up to the 18th chapter. Which question he asked at the 3rd chapter, he was asking the same question at the 18th chapter. And after teaching 2.5 hours, 3 hours, Bhagavan says, anything entered, O Arjuna? So Atmajnana, any jnana is in the form of learning and teaching. That is why Guru and Shishya is introduced in the first chapter of the Gita. Then special preparation is change in our very orientation in our approach. So far we are searching this happiness, security, peace outside world. Now that search should be stopped. This external pursuit should be stopped. I will go to the outside world for money, for wealth, for food, for people, for relationship. I will go out. I will not sit in meditation. But for security, for peace, for happiness, I will not go for that. This is the change in the very orientation. So far I thought people are the source of security, peace and happiness. Money is the source of security, peace and happiness. Now onwards I will have the clear idea that money has a value in my life. It brings comforts. It brings some gadgets. It brings some situations. That's all. It cannot give me happiness, security. People have some value in my life. They are helpful for sharing. Somebody must be there to talk to me. That much only, I cannot expect anything from them. Similarly, situation also. So this is a change in the very orientation in our approach. Then, second one is very, very important one, emotional maturity. Strength, standing alone. Having a capacity and courage to drop anything whenever is necessary. Before entering itself, I should have dropped. If not possible, I will drop anything whenever is necessary. If a person finds out his disease in the form of raga, attachment, and shoka, sorrow, and moha, delusion, everybody, every one of us are having this. Nobody, no human being can say that I don't have attachment. No human being can say I don't have sorrow. Nobody can say I don't have delusion. But he has to find in a very strong way in his life, then only there will be an urge for curing, urge to be cured from this particular disease called samsara roga. Then the solution is in the form of atma jnana, which we are going to get as a teaching from the Gita. More details we will see in the next class. Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadaklesha Nashaya Govindaya Namo Namo.